I would believe that the child of God is in a hostile environment constantly, and has ever been the state of the church in this world you shall have tribulation. But it is possible to make peace with the world. It's possible to back away from conflict with the world. And I feel that's what the church is doing today, to a very large degree. There's not one who, if they were to get before the Lord, who feel what you have just been describing there, that I'm not what I should be, and I'm cold, and I don't seem to have any depth of prayer. If they were to say, Lord, show me your will, God would show them his will, and they would have the choice of obeying him and stepping into the pressure cooker, or backing off and saying, well, my old armchair is very comfortable, I'll just stay here. Because that's what it's, what the Savior says, take up your cross and follow me. And if you take up your cross in this world, then you are under attack all the time, and you will be crying to God constantly. The life of Paul, where he records there in 2 Corinthians of the perils that he was in, and the dangers that he was in, and the hatred that he faced, etc., etc. There was nothing fueled his prayer life like those circumstances. And he was in those circumstances not because they were special and unique to the first century. No. He was in those circumstances because he was following God. And if the Christian today follows the Lord, if they do what the Lord wants them to do, then they'll find themselves without a friend and without a help other than the Lord. And boy, will they learn to pray and lean on him.